This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't want to do this because you guys are...
You do want to do this. You will do this. You will succeed at this.
I don't like to attempt things that I know I'm going to be bad at.
Like, you won't be bad. You'll be great.
Oh my God.
You're
doing the thing. There's an article about how to make your dreams come true. And Aaron just said off air, one of the things that irritates me most about T-Hack, he could have written this.
Yeah, for sure. This is like everything that he believes.
Yeah. But I didn't write it. It's by a psychologist. So.
Oh, is this when you're doing the thing where you're like, oh, somebody really smart wrote it and it's important. So everybody listen up. And I actually think all these things too.
I just find it, I'm flattered that she thought I could have written this when it was written by a PhD.
If you'd like to know how to make your dreams come true, keep listening because we're going to tell you. Think well of others is number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, having a more positive outlook.
Aaron,
I think I know you're wearing a be a good person thing, but you don't deserve it right now.
It's not for me. I can't read it. It's for everyone else. I wear be a good person wear so everyone will be nice to me. I don't have to be nice to anyone.
And there's your problem.
No, it's not my... Think well of others.
It's just be a good person, yes.
Yeah. No, that's not what that says. It says think well of others.
And have a positive point of view.
How do you think well of others when you know others? Like, I know too many people, and I know too many people's motivations and shortcomings, and I just know how things are going to end up.
You don't, though.
I do, though.
That's your negative attitude.
No, I'm right almost all the time.
I struggle with this. I remember talking with my wife, and I was upset about something, and she just said, yeah, I just think probably not everyone's trying to piss you off. And it hit me. I was like, but I feel like they are, and I don't know why. And that's I need to overcome that. You're like, you're absolutely right. People are not trying. They're not trying to go out of their way.
They're just inadvertently amazing at it.
Yeah. So it's just remembering, like, they're not trying. They're living their life. They're not worried about you. They're definitely not trying to make your life worse like you sometimes feel there. Like, I do, too. And it's trying to remember that and be positive about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try. I think well of you guys.
Okay. Well,
that helps.
No, that's you have it backwards.
Wait, I do? Yeah. Okay. Act as if.
Yeah.
These are the ways to make your dreams come true.
I think this is the most important one. I think is to act as if, is to put yourself in the position you want to be in your mind and think, well, what would I do if I were in that position? I would XYZ, whatever the answer is.
Like, I do agree that it's the most important one, but it's also the one that I struggle with the most.
Because you don't want to be arrogant.
No, well, yes, that as well. But just the things that I want to focus on, like I would love to own a house, but I'm not going to act as a homeowner because that's like, I'm not going to buy a new couch for the living room I don't have.
How would she act as if that's what she wants to do?
Act as if, I would say maybe are you setting aside money that would be like a homeowner has to set aside money for unexpected things breaking, like things like that. Okay. And so like maybe you start doing that. Or I don't know if it's a parable or what story I've heard, that where some town, they were wanting rain. They wanted rain and they were going to perform some sort of miracle or magic trick to make the rain come. So everyone was there and they're all ready and excited for rain. But there was only one guy there who brought an umbrella.
Oh.
It was like, none of you are ready for rain. None of you believe this is going to work. I brought an umbrella. I'm ready. I'm ready for when my dreams come true. I'm in position.
I hate how good that is.
I like that a lot.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to do it. I'm so linear, logical that like, and I'm like a chess player and I'm always thinking three moves ahead, but I'm always thinking three moves ahead, worst case scenario.
Instead of best case scenario.
Correct.
Which, yeah, so you're preparing for worse.
Correct.
And you're getting worse.
Yes.
Instead, you could prepare for best.
How do you do that? Because you know more often than not it's going to be that. But so you're saying I'm bringing this on myself.
Perhaps. I think part of it, yeah. Or even if worst case scenario does come to you, you can go, well, act as if. What would a successful, confident, manifesting person do in this situation? Would they wallow and be upset about it? Or would they go, ooh, another test? Or would they go, how can I better the situation? You could still act as if, even if you're not getting the result that you think
you should get. So the psychologist who wrote this is obviously has a PhD in psychology. I have a PhD in wallowing.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't nobody wallow like me.
It's a pretty bad dissertation. I've read it. I wouldn't write it. It's a downer.
Dang it! All right, next. Emulate your heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
as I sit in this room with
shut up,
Aaron.
I took the bait, didn't I?
Yeah,
I fully took the bait. As a chess player, I should have seen that coming.
Mm-hmm.
So you just like, you pick somebody out and you're like, I'm gonna do what they do. I'm gonna dress like they dress.
Yeah, a lot. I think they say here, you got to be careful not to lose your own identity. You don't want to just become a carbon copy. But I think there's lots of examples of people you want to be like. You go, well, what did they do? What did they go to school for? What summer job did they have? Just all that kind of stuff that you could emulate, or at least do bits and pieces of.
Okay, there's a couple more. Do we keep going?
I like it. Yeah.
This has been a dream come true for me.
Write your goals.
Yes. Yeah, I struggle with this one too.
I thought you're good at this. I thought you'd do that, go out in the moonlight and have water out there and like.
I'm very good at going out in the moon. I'm very bad at focusing when I'm out there in the moon.
Because like a year or so ago, there was some day that we all, and I think we all did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Do you ever look at it?
I don't know where it went. I thought we were supposed to burn them. I think I burned mine.
No, you don't burn it.
No.
No, what? I drank the water. No, you were supposed to write out.
I burned the water. I drank the goals.
You were supposed to write out like a diary entry from a year from now. So it was like, hey, dear diary, it's, you know, May of 2027 or whatever, whenever you're writing your deal. And you're like, I love my new house in Cherry Hills Village.
And it's always present tense.
Yeah, it's like, I love this place. Being Ryan Tedder's best friend and writing hit songs on the radio is so amazing. And like, you're just like, but he just keeps calling me Mickey or what. Like, you just write, this is not what I actually wrote. Because I'm afraid if I say what I actually wrote, it's like the bad juju, right?
Are you jinxing it or whatever? Yeah, but you are supposed to speak things into existence too. But you gotta match the energy. If people aren't, yeah, it's very complicated.
The last one is help other people realize their dreams.
I struggle with this one too. Especially thinking like, well, if I help them get their dream, then what about my dreams? Or they're going to get in the way of me. But I think it's actually the opposite. Kind of like when you have kids, you think, well, I can't love a second kid as much as the first. And then it comes and you do.
Well, and you kind of get gratification as well from like seeing them. At least I do. I love this one.
Yeah, this is good.
I'm done. I hate people. I'm manifesting negativity and I'm wallowing like a pro.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I like it when we're like a self-help show, because you two guys are like, you're good at it.
I'm good at the other help, not necessarily the self-help.
Oh,
but I think T-Hack, he's got the
You don't think you're a self-help person?
No.
And I'm not a help other people person. So we got, that's why Aaron and I get along so well.
Help me, Aaron. You're like a vampire, yeah, is what you are. Aaron's just all weak in the corner, just like, oh, God. Just drained.
Feeling drained, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is so dark. There's like a list of important life skills. Like, what do you think the most important skill a person can learn in their lifetime? Because some of the ones that are listed here, like...
I do like the first two listed, for sure. I think those are important.
Learn to be happy alone.
Yeah. You struggle with that one.
Big time.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you would travel alone makes me so nervous for you. And
yeah,
so,
me too.
It's weird, right?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I can do an activity alone, but then I got to go back. I can't just go open-ended like Aaron could.
Like if your wife want, like there's some family emergency, I don't know how much family she has in Puerto Rico still, but if she had to go down there for like 6 months with the kids and everything, and you got to stay here, man, we're doing a show.
Yeah, with, if she's taking the kids, it gets a lot easier.
but you'd be alone.
I know. I would gain some weight, that's for sure.
Would you be happy?
No, not at all. I would, the first week would be like, this is great. Culver's for the fourth time. But then by the second week, it'd be like, all right.
I couldn't do it.
No, I'm the same.
But like you could, like you love your wife, so you wouldn't get a girlfriend. So what would you do?
That's the problem. I wouldn't do anything.
You definitely need to pick up some hobbies. Keep yourself entertained, busy.
I would watch a lot of TV.
Oh my God. Yeah. you would just be.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. But you would love it, Aaron.
Bits and pieces.
So you would see it as like an opportunity. Like I could do so much. I could pick up this hobby. I could try this.
The
I've been wanting
to. The amount of working out that I would be able to do, like that would be great.
So you think I could work out anytime I want. I just don't do it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't even cross my mind, to be honest.
We're the worst self-help show. The rest of you learn to do these things. Like it says, then the other one you like is the ability to adapt.
Yeah.
That one, if you don't know how to do, oh my God. I think there's too many people now that just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is too many people think they don't have to.
Yes.
Like the world should adapt to you, not the other way around.
Mm-mm. No.
No, but that's, you know that most people think that. It's like, it'd be better if like you guys all did this. It's like, no, that would be better, but that's not what's going to happen.
And it's every industry has that. Like DJs are always like, oh, you can't use the new technology. You got to use the record player.
Why?
And it's like, what about the phonograph? And what about a cassette? Right. Like there's always. Yeah.
They say as they're typing a message.
Yeah. Why don't I just bring a violin and play that? Like, well, at a certain point, technology moves on.
Hey everyone, head to Brothers Bar in Lone Tree. Friday nights, T-Hack is going to bring out a Stradivarius.
That's what I've been picking up on my alone time. You hold it like a guitar, right?
No. No, okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
You agree, right, T-Hack?
Yeah.
No. You guys don't understand what's wrong with me.
No, we don't.
Okay.
We need professional help here.
There was an intervention in the studio a couple seconds ago where I was basically, just say what you said.
It's not an intervention.
It's a total intervention because you think I'm being an idiot.
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand.
Because you don't understand.
Yes.
You don't understand what.
I'm trying to understand.
Okay. Say what you said.
Why don't you learn how to swim?
Because I can't swim.
So go
learn. You can't learn how to swim.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Not this kind.
I would argue you don't even need to learn. You kind of just do it. If you get thrown in, you kind of, you don't like swim the backstroke, but you kind of doggy paddle naturally, right?
I will say this. You are tapping into the thing I cannot do. If you throw me in water, if I know I'm not going to die, if I can touch or whatever.
Are we talking ocean?
Ocean is a little scarier, but less scary because I'm buoyant. Because it's salt water. You understand that, right?
I do, but like there's waves.
Yeah, but it's so much. Oh, okay. Like,
you may be overthinking this.
No, okay. Like last weekend, neighbor Josh opened his pool.
Nice.
I jumped in. I was shoved in. But you can touch the bottom. I'm not scared. And then.
That's not swimming.
I'll go underwater and swim back and forth. Laps. I can swim. I can do everything.
Huh. Okay.
I can swim.
Okay.
If you throw me in deep water and I need to get 40 feet away, I'll go underwater, I'll go above the water, and like head to the side, do the whole thing. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
I can swim. Yeah. I cannot survive in water. I'm dead. If I have to sit there and like try to wave for somebody, if I have to tread water, when I am doggy paddling, I am in such an uncontrollable state of panic. Mm. The water is hitting. I am a drowning man. And it's, and I'm telling you, it's because I'm more dense than you guys.
It's not a competition.
Is that a compliment?
I'm saying, like, if you lay on your back, Aaron,
yeah,
you float.
Yes.
I lay on my back and I am at the bottom of the ocean.
I want to see.
I'm telling you, I've had ex-wives, I've had girlfriends, I've paid people to teach me how to doggy paddle. So, Tiek, if I throw you in the water, you sit there and your arms like are barely moving, right?
Yeah.
And your frog legs are barely moving.
Yeah, and I am not a great swimmer at all. I would say I'm a very poor swimmer.
But you
I
can do that paddle. In the water for how long?
I don't know. A long time, I guess?
Could you do it for like 20 minutes?
Perhaps, yeah. I was going to say 10 or 15, so maybe 20.
Because that is the test.
Can I just get out of the pool, or am I really staying alive in an ocean?
Okay, well, yeah,
I could probably go longer.
So there's that. If you were staying alive, to become a certified diver, scuba diver, mm-hmm. you have to do that. They put you in the deep end of the pool, and you have to stay there for 20 minutes.
So is that considered like a hard thing to do?
No. I think it can be tricky.
Here's the thing. I'm a certified diver, and I did not do that. There was 20 other people in the pool. So I swam as close to where it goes from like 5 feet to the drop off.
You cheated.
Yes. I had 1 foot on the thing. I was holding myself up the whole time.
And they still let you pass?
Yeah, they didn't notice.
They didn't notice.
I cannot. Because when you're diving, you have a tank on your back. You have like a life vest. You're not going to drown. Like, you're never going to be in that situation where you're in the middle of the ocean having to tread water. You have other stuff to keep you.
You never know. You have to be prepared.
Okay.
What else would there have been for them to notice? Like, what else were they looking for?
They're watching my head bob, and I just kept moving my head like, ooh, I'm treading water. Like, I faked it. God, I shouldn't say any of this because Patty's going to come like take my card away.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. Text into 51059 if you want to take me on. I if somebody thinks they can teach me, I'm telling you right now.
I feel like
you're
almost bragging about it now.
I'm not.
You're like, I'm so bad. I'm good. No one can fix me.
I'm
the worst.
I'm not proud of it. I wish I could. I'm genuine. Like, I love the water as like the way you love drama. I don't like you love
interesting choice. I don't know, like,
what do you love, Aaron? I love the water the way Tiak loves fast food.
Okay.
Love the water.
It's a deep love.
But I am definitely
it's an unbreakable bond.
I know, I get it. Like, if you could, you'd be in the Culver's every day.
Yeah, I'd tread water in the drive-thru as long as it takes.
I would do the same thing. I'm deathly afraid of it.
Really? And you just never, were your brothers able to swim? Did you have swimming lessons growing up? And I know that was a big thing for us when we were kids. We took swimming lessons because my parents did not. Like, they never learned how to swim, and they were very adamant. Like, our kids need to learn to swim.
And I did that with my kids. My kids are tadpoles. Like, Mia, I used to not be able to get her to come out of the water. She'd get in the water at the beginning of the day and you couldn't get her out. Like, she'd just be in the water all day. She's a little mermaid.
Well, she's just got her foot on the bottom of the, of the pool.
She did not learn that from me. I'm just saying that, like, this is why I don't eat white and creamy stuff.
Because you were traumatized? Something happened?
What happened?
You really don't know this story?
I don't think so.
Your pants got pulled down? That's different.
No.
That's a different type of embarrassment.
The very first day of swimming lessons in Longmont, Colorado, there's a pool called Centennial. Don't even know if it's still there. It's an indoor pool. It is that pool. It's indoor pools. There's no sunlight to like kill the germs and stuff. So they have to keep chlorine or whatever. I jumped into the pool on day one of the swim lessons and scraped my ankle. Okay.
Okay.
Fast forward. I get through the swimming lesson. First lesson. Like, 2 days later, I have a staph infection all the way up one of my legs. Like my whole leg is like amputatable. It's just infected. Everywhere I got scraped, like the germs got in there and it was just nasty.
Then
they were like, oh my God, you have a staph infection. Here's penicillin. I'm allergic.
Oh boy.
Wow. Okay.
So then what they have to do when you're allergic to penicillin, they go, penicillin just doesn't just kill the staph infection. It kills all the bacteria in your body. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Okay.
That seems
so then you
like
have to eat plain yogurt that has all the biotics, probiotics in it. Yeah, I that entire summer, I never got to swim. I'd eat plain yogurt and my mom put acidophilus, which is a gut biome, in the milk. You following me?
Yeah, acidophilus, wow.
Yes, it's actually a thing. And then she gave me the acidophilus milk with breakfast and I said, the milk tastes funny. And she's like, you just think it does because you know there's medicine in it. And she made me drink a huge thing of it. Then once I got done, she smelled the milk and it was sour. So,
but that has nothing to do with floating.
I know it doesn't, but it's why I never learned. I'm not proud of not knowing, but I'm just saying, like, my worst case scenario is like you guys tossing me into 8 feet of ranch dressing.
Well, I'm interested.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need the room's help to get to the bottom of something. I found out it's something that kind of blew my mind. I was talking to my wife the other day, and I need to know if I'm the only one or if we're all dumb. I don't know.
Is there a chance that I can just answer before you tell your whole thing?
Yeah,
you're the only one. You're dumb.
Okay. That's what I'm leaning towards. That's what I think.
I like to see.
No, I just always assume if Hack's coming in here with something, he's like the last to know. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You're from Iowa.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah. We're a state. We were a state before you guys.
Do you actually know that?
I don't know that. I just assume going east to west.
Because there's a bar in my hood called State House 38, I have to assume we were like the 38th state. Would that make sense?
That would, yeah.
So do you know what state you are?
No. I shouldn't have said that because I don't know at all.
Iowa is the 29th.
Okay. Well, because then we had a Live at 5 in Rhino at 38. So I feel like, why would two bars in Colorado call themselves 38 if we're not the 38th state? Doesn't that feel right?
I agree. I also regret because I said we were before you guys and I'm trying to be a Coloradan.
Yeah, you're not.
So,
you just firmly got yourself in Iowa territory. Get your butt in a U-Haul and get out.
Well, let me go on with why I'm an idiot.
Okay.
I was talking to my mom and she was like, oh, this past weekend we went to the Kiwanis pancake breakfast. Kiwana, how do you say that? Do you know how to say that?
Yeah, it's not the way you're saying it.
Okay, Kiwanis.
There you go.
Kiwanis.
Yes.
Kiwanis? I've never even heard of
all right. The guys with the hats.
I'm off to a good start. No, so far.
The guys with the hats. Don't they have hats?
Do they? There's that Knights of Columbus. Kiwanis, maybe?
Yeah. But, you calling them Kiwanis? I feel like they're... Are they the same guys, or is that the Shriners? They wear the weird hats, and they ride tiny little bikes.
I think that's Shriners.
That's Shriners who are in parades, and they're like riding around, and like rum, rum, rum. They're like kind of... What's the...
Yes.
Shriners are the ones with the hats?
Yes.
With like a... It's like a conical hat.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. So my mom was saying, oh, we went to the Kiwanis pancake breakfast.
You're crushing it,
and
dude.
I was like, oh, like that used to be one of my favorite things, is going to the pancake breakfast. I went with my dad every year and you'd have a bunch of chocolate milk, all the pancakes.
Just so fun that you were never able to pronounce their name correctly. So when you were young, you'd say, thank you, Kiwanis, or Kiwianas.
I said, thanks, Shriners. Okay. I'll
see you at the parade on your tiny little bikes. Yeah.
So I was telling this to my wife, going, oh, we missed the pancake breakfast. You know, the Kiwanis, I used to love that, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I know, they're everywhere. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, they're literally everywhere. The pancake breakfast.
You thought
breakfast,
it was an Iowa only thing?
I thought it was a Burlington, Iowa only thing. I didn't know they were everywhere. I thought they were just only at the port of Burlington, right on the Mississippi River, like that one big pancake breakfast a year. I had no idea it was a...
So you thought the Kiwanis were only in Burlington, Iowa, or only Burlington, Iowa came up with an idea to have a bunch of people together and eat pancakes?
I didn't know that the Kiwanis, I didn't know that they put on the pancake breakfast elsewhere.
So you thought it was just a Burlington, Iowa cult?
Kinda, yeah. I thought it was a big thing because it is a big thing, and it's at a huge.
It's
like,
the only
port.
Thing in Burlington,
yes,
Iowa.
Yeah, yeah. It's the main thing, and I didn't know these go on. Apparently, they have them like in Denver. So is that true? Have you been to one?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm Catholic. I don't know what the Kiwanis are.
What are these clubs?
I don't know, but it's like one of those things where I don't know that you're like the Knights of Columbus. I went to there because like that was the Catholic.
Okay.
It was like that's who put ours on. Like, are you familiar with the Knights of Columbus?
Yes, because sometimes we'd have church events at the KC Hall. KFC. And it was always like KFC.
KFC. Did they ever come out with their swords and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes at church. And they would hand out Tootsie Rolls. Were that those guys?
Oh my God, there was a Tootsie Roll element to that.
Yeah, they would give, was that Christmas time?
The giant Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, the big ones. And they would have the swords.
What did that have to do with?
I don't know.
Were they raising money for something? Oh my God, you just turned on a brain cell that hasn't been turned on in my head. I do now remember dudes with giant like pirate feather hats and swords giving me a Tootsie Roll.
Whoa. Yeah, they have the Tootsie Roll drive. It raises money. I don't know. Are you supposed to buy them?
Maybe my parents did, but no, I think my parents bought them.
Okay.
But then they let the KOC give it to you.
They follow up with the parents, and those swords are pretty convincing.
Yes. So I guess what I'm... So then did you want us to figure out...
Do you want
the Kiwanese to...
yeah. Did you guys know about this? Did you know... Am I dumb for not knowing that this was a nationwide... Is it international? Is everyone eating pancakes? Or I thought this was a special...
It looks like there's 7 clubs in Colorado.
Okay. And anybody can just go? You don't have to be a Kiwanese?
I have no idea.
I thought this was a special like hometown memory I had. And it's...
So if you're just somebody with a weird name and you make pancakes, invite Tiak over.
I will go. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Gonna get awkward in here.
We're gonna bond though.
I don't even know what I'm gonna say yet.
Oh.
Do you know what you're gonna say?
You're still going through the list?
I don't know. Okay. We wanna know why you're going to hell. HE double hockey sticks. Well, we can say hell.
Yeah.
We just need you to call and tell us. We have VD if you need it.
We can change your name.
Yes, you can be Candy. We'll disguise your voice. We'll do all the things. We want to know. It's basically the worst thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
Because there's yet another person. I don't know how this story just keeps duplicating itself, but there's yet another person who put up a GoFundMe page for something that had nothing to do with the thing. So often it's like, oh, my cousin has a brain tumor and like we need to like whatever. And they raise $60,000 and it's like, no.
He's been going to work. Like everything's been fine.
It's not true.
Yeah.
And they get all that money and it's like.
It's the dirtiest. I hate it so much. And aren't you tempting fate? Aren't you playing?
So.
It's like, I don't like saying, I can't come to work today because my grandma died.
My brother. Literally, one of my brothers, like, I guess his employers don't have an abacus, but he used it like 10 times. And I'm like, how many grandparents do you have? I was like, how can you do that? What would you do if your grandma then died that day?
Mm-hmm. And then you really have to go ask for it off. And they're like, what about all? And it just,
didn't your grandma just die last week?
Yeah.
The same night of the whatever concert?
Grandma like, number 14, or we're supposed to believe you.
Yeah, this was, they were raising money for a shooting that had happened or whatever, and they like raised $15,000, and it was like, yeah, no, none of that was,
and how
that person's definitely going to hell.
Yeah, how can you go spend that money and feel good? How can you go just knowing people were trying to help, and you're just, I hate it.
There was a Kentucky man who faked his own death to avoid paying $100,000 in child support. So, who wants to go first in the room? I'm trying to I'm going for so many reasons. Did you ever? Does anybody actually think they've been bad enough to go to hell?
There's one thing that I really regret, but I also just can't help but laugh at it still.
Okay. If I'm going, I'm going first class, baby.
So, hop in.
What did you do?
Well, there was this girl in high school, and she left one of my friends at a party with a bunch of strangers, and I didn't like that. And so I said, okay, I'm posting your phone number on Craigslist, and had everyone send her a lot of private pictures and said that she would send them back. She got so many that she had to change her number. And I hope she's doing okay now.
Did she know it was you?
No.
Did it ever come out?
No.
Aaron.
I feel bad, but it's also funny.
Aaron.
She left my friend at a party.
Aaron, do you feel like the crime and punishment were like even in the same sport? Like, that's not even close. Oh my God.
I am going to defend her.
What?
Because I'll need her to defend me later.
Oh, okay,
so this is purely cynical. She was young.
Oh my God.
Yeah, thank you. I would never do that now.
Never. Not to us.
All right. Well, if you're it's basically you confessing the worst thing you've done. Why are you going to hell? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I feel horrible about mine. It was when I was working in the shoe stores.
Oh, so you were young.
Yeah, very. Yes, thank you. I was much younger. Long time ago.
I need you to stretch this story out because I'm not going to tell one.
We were in a different zip code, and it's basically. But I was working at a shoe store, and a woman came in with her developmentally challenged son, and he was looking. He had like casts on his legs, and they were looking for a very specific shoe that he could just get on easily. It had to be wide enough that the cast could fit in there. And so I'm helping him, and literally that's all they want is like it just needs to be wide enough. Like we don't color. Style,
don't
we don't care, just wide enough. So I'm helping them and I'm trying on all the shoes. Finally, they get to a pair of Jordans that I love. And I'm like, oh, yeah, these are great. So he tries it on. They're wide enough. They're perfect. Mm. He loves them. They fit. She's like, great, we'll take them. Now, I'm a Jordan collector.
Oh, no.
And I know that inside these boxes are little, like, keychains and collectible things.
Dude.
Should I just stop?
Dude.
That I knew he didn't care about. The mom didn't. They didn't even know they were Jordans. They didn't know. So I kept the keychains. When I went back to get the other shoe, I took the keychains out and kept them for myself. And they didn't say a word. They had no idea that happened. And I feel bad about it to this day.
Do you still have the keychains?
Probably.
No, the house it was in should burn to the ground.
There's somewhere. I have so that's the worst part. I have so many of those stupid keychains. There's no reason for me to have taken it, but I did, and I'm going. Who's with me?
I have so many different angles to take. Like I could take one on your angle. I worked at a music store, and I remember this. Old feeble woman walking in and she wanted to buy her grandson a guitar.
Mm.
And she was like, she's looking in the $150 guitar section. And she's like, he really likes the Van Heflin. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, could any of these guitars play this? And I would get him down and just like fumble through terrible things. And she's like, well, which one is gonna, and I walked her over to like the $800 guitars and I ripped Eruption. And she bought the guitar. And she's clearly on a fixed income and like the whole thing. But it was like I needed her to buy an $800 guitar that day.
Was she also the one where they normally came with cases?
Oh yeah. I might have done that too. She's like, well, he's gonna need a case. I'm like, oh, well, those are $120 right over this direction. This is even labeled Ibanez as well. And it form fits like for an RG 560. Weird.
I really want to find that kid. See if he still plays.
It's not the kid, really. It's the grandma who I broke. She probably didn't eat that month.
Yeah, the kid's like, this is awesome.
What? But I want to know if he still played if Jerry it was worth Red. It.
I doubt it. I doubt it. And then, as you guys know, I've said this one recently, but I used to convince women that I would sleep with them, but I wouldn't. I just wanted their food.
You wanted to stay there for the night, have a bed to sleep in. I just wanted to
go back home with them so they'd make me breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I would leave.
Yeah.
Are these hell worthy?
Yeah. You try to sell them a guitar on your way out.
Yeah, I'm like, how much? I could keep going.
Yeah, we're going. We're going.
Yeah. Well, Aaron's like leading the way.
No, you are.
I'm not. Yeah. Mine are not that bad.
As long as it's not me.
All right. If you're going to hell, tell us why. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. We're all going to hell for one reason or another.
But we're riding together.
Maya?
Yai.
Going to hell. Why are you going?
So when I was a kid and in daycare, they took us to the movie theaters one time as a field trip, and I found a $20 bill on the ground. So I was bragging to all my friends about it, and I bought us all snacks and everything, and turned out it was the principal's son's $20 bill that he lost. Okay. And I was bragging to everyone that I found it, bought food with it, and I got into so much trouble.
I don't think you're
finders
going to help.
Finders keepers.
It's the principal's kid.
Yeah.
And you did the good, you bought food for your friends and stuff. You didn't hoard it. That's good.
No, I didn't hoard it, but my dad made me feel like I was going to go to hell.
That's a dad for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd bought drugs with it, maybe.
Do you have my dad?
Oh, no.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Maya. Bryce.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Going to hell. Why are you going?
So back in the day, we out with the buddies, had a few too many to drink, found one of those big blow-up balls that you can get inside of.
Oh, yeah, fun!
Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah. Wait, found one?
And yeah, it was in the backyard, so I ended up taking it.
Okay, that's okay. Bryce, hey, you don't get to go, I found it. You stole it.
Yes. So, we got home, and the next day it was on the news, and it ended up being a kid with leukemia who was 3 years old's favorite ball.
Oh, no.
So you took it back, right?
No.
Did you buy him a new one?
A little kid with... Yeah, his best friend ended up buying him a new one, so that was all good, but I couldn't...
That was not all good! That's not how this works! Oh, my God.
I didn't pay something like that.
Oh, my... Okay. You can... Oh, dude.
He's driving.
You are definitely driving. Thank you, Bryce. Jessica.
Yai.
Going to hell. Why are you going?
My grandma lives on the memory care side of an assisted living, and there's a woman there that isn't very nice, and I was walking by her one day, and she goes, "Is there a problem here?" And I fired back, "No, you tell me, is there a problem here?" This poor old lady.
You're squaring up with her?
You're yelling at like an Alzheimer's patient?
Yes, I did.
I get it.
I know, but no. You don't get to do that.
She started it.
What? No! Thank you, Jessica. Candy.
Yay.
You are disguised. Why are you going to hell?
So when I was younger, my sister was like really annoying all the time. Like she'd always get her way. I just like was really irritated with her. So I basically convinced her when our dog died that it was her fault.
Oh my God.
I mean,
why are you laughing? What are you doing, Dion? Why? Why would you do that?
Because I felt like she deserved it. I was in middle school, you know, it's like the worst age, and she was in elementary school, and I felt like, you know, my parents were always babying her, and she always got everything she wanted, and she left her Halloween candy out, and our dog got sick. That was not the reason that it died, but I basically made her believe that.
So to this day, does she still believe that?
She still does.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. You're a great person, Candy. I'm sure you can volunteer with the homeless or something and make up for... Okay. Thank you for the call. It's been lovely. Michael?
Yai.
Why I'm going to hell. What'd you do?
Ooh, this is a humdinger. So when I was quite a bit younger, I kind of stole my buddy's car to do some errands one afternoon.
Okay.
And I wrecked it. And I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. So I drove it back to his place and I parked it. I just played it off like I didn't know anything about it. And I just pretended.
So he just thought it was a hit and run? Or did he think somebody stole it and brought it back?
I don't honestly know. I think he thinks somebody just bumped into it.
Are you still friends with him?
Not as close as we used to.
He knows. Yeah. He knows the truth.
You think?
Yeah.
No, because I would say this. If I did that to one of my friends, I wouldn't be able to look at him anymore. Like, I'd have to break up the friend. I'd have to slowly fade because I'm just like, oh, my God. Every time I look at you and he's like, I'm trying to fix my car.
I'm like a puppy with my eyes down on the ground, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I get it, okay.
When you see, they like, oh, you did this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and every time you hang out, too, you get further and further away, longer and longer since you've, like, why didn't you tell me?
Right.
Like, you could have told me the first week. Now it's been 3 months. Now it's been 3 years.
Well,
now
you can't be friends with him because you're riding places in his ratchet car that you are the reason for the ratchet car.
You got to get that fixed, man.
Yeah, you're evil, Michael. Well, thank you for the call.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059.
Did you... What? It's...
Nobody... Okay. This is the dumbest question
ever. Do you have any extra reserved names, Tiak?
I have... Yeah, we have a few.
You have reserved... Okay.
In the chamber.
We're talking about
baby names, everyone. There's a story out where people are claiming baby names, which, in my opinion, you're... Like... If you're with child, you're absolutely, you can go like...
Yeah, that's part of having a discussion.
Like, and if you have a friend who's 8 months pregnant and you're 1 month pregnant, you kind of want to go like, hey, it was a Seinfeld episode, but I'm going to name my baby Seven. And then they named their baby Seven. He was like mad.
Oh, yeah.
Because you robbed him of the name.
Mm-hmm.
But what's weird about the Seinfeld episode is he's exactly what they're talking about. He wasn't even... pregnant.
He was just claiming it ahead of time.
He was claiming it ahead of time. He's like, if I ever have a baby, I'm naming it Seven.
Was Seven the real name from the episode?
Yeah. Huh. He wanted to name the kid Seven. And then his friends were like, oh no, we talked about it and we love it. Can you claim a baby name without being...
Mm.
So the reason this is spilled over onto the air, because this topic I think is kind of weird. I think you're allowed to do whatever the hell you want if you want to claim a name. But Tiak has asked me a question. Like, as if it's a normal thing to just be sitting around, like, you got a girlfriend, you're dating, you just made ravenous love to one another, and you're sitting there with a Stroop waffle on your chest.
All the normal
stuff. And she's gnawing it off of you.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, right?
Yeah. Why did we ever break up?
and then you go, what would you name a baby?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're dating somebody.
What?
You didn't talk about baby names?
If you're dating somebody?
Yeah.
I don't want to have a baby with somebody I'm dating.
Isn't that why you specifically are dating? Because you want to get married and have kids?
Me?
At the time. Not now.
Oh my God, thank you for qualifying.
Sorry, let me clarify.
I can see the eggs dropping up onto the building.
He's more in the Stroop waffle department now.
If you have Stroop waffles at your house, I would like to come over. I know. And even then, like, even I knew, I suspected that someday I'd be a father, but like, anytime I was dating, we were actively trying to not have a baby. So then it seems weird.
But you're
then
not
why
thinking,
the hell would you?
No, you have to talk about it, because if one of you wants kids and the other doesn't, that's going to be kind of a big deal breaker.
Okay, great. So we both agree that someday we're going to have kids. You don't name your imaginary not ready. Like, that's insane.
It's just a fun, playful conversation.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You see where they're at, what they're thinking, what you're thinking, and you come up with a name. It's kind of, I think it's pretty normal.
Have you thought about what you would name a third kid if you had one? Like, by yourself.
Well, it would be real hard for me to have a third kid
but,
by myself.
No.
But trust me, I'm trying.
I'm that's doing not some what real... I'm putting in work. No, that's not what I meant. But like, if you had a third,
freezer,
like, what if, oh, gross. Like, I've thought about names, and I don't think I'm ever going to have kids, but it's just, like, a fun thing.
You thought about, like...
Yeah.
There was a point in my life that... Okay, never mind. It just comes off as narcissistic, but it's not. But it kind of is. There was a time in my life where I wanted a daughter and wanted to name her Michaela.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And spell it like Michael with an A.
I think every guy wants to have... I wanted to have Tyler Jr., for
but
a period.
A feminine junior.
No.
Oh,
I only thought about the boy.
Oh, you thought about... Really?
Yeah. I think there's a... I don't know. The dumb guy thing. I'm just like, I'm going to be a junior.
No, or like, the common thing now is like middle name. The parents name the middle name or something.
That's mine. Yeah, my middle name is my dad's first name.
And same as my brother
Noah's,
and my dad.
Noah's middle name is Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you did
no,
it.
No, but so I just...
But to go the female, the Michaela.
I'm just like... I know. Okay, this is terrible. I didn't like my father is a junior, and I never wanted to do that to my kids. It's like, my name's so cool, you have to have it too. So, but then I was like, but on a girl, that's kind of cool, because then she's just kind of there. Like, you could have a boy and name it Aaron.
Yeah.
But then that would be confusing in the house.
Yeah.
It's like Aaron. It's like what? It's like everybody's screaming at the same time.
Yeah, but then the texters who spell her name with an A-A-R-O-N, they would finally
how
be right.
Many of you, could you please? Is there a single female named A-A-Ron?
I get E-R-Y-N, like just random. It's kind of fun. Like, what are you going to come up with today?
Yeah. It's E-R-I-N in case you're texting.
So you've never had these names picked out with like an X and then been picking out names for real and been a little nervous, like, don't say the one that I had with the ex-girlfriend. Like that name, please don't.
Why? You really had that? Like, worried?
In the back of my mind, it's like, I hope she doesn't say Ethan or Olivia. I still remember.
Those were the names
you had
in mind?
Those were the two names for a boy and a girl. I was like, I hope you don't. And I don't like either of them now. I think it was more just she liked them at the woman I was dating at the time liked them.
But they're very popular names. What if Angie was just like, oh my God, I can feel this little girl kicking inside me. I want to name her Olivia.
I think I would have had to say, I can't.
But that name's not off the table just because some other chick likes it.
But then what if my ex sees that I had a baby girl? Oh, Olivia, we talked. I remember talking about that. I remember those nights with the Stroop waffles laying down.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A moment of embarrassingness, but I think you're going to be proud. I hope you're going to be proud, as always. But I doubt it.
Can I just ask you a quick favor?
Sure.
Could you stop?
Stop.
Could you, like...
letting you down?
No. I get so much hate, and I know I've been talking about it lately. I get so much hate from the texters because they say that I don't treat you well.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you make it so easy because you come in, you're like this little wounded puppy. Like, you're Charlie Brown with the football.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm Lucy. You come to me and like, here, will you hold it this time? It's like, will this be the time that you're proud of me? And I want to be honest, dude. Even if I am secretly proud of you, when you ask somebody to be proud of you, it's hard.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
I see. It's like,
I see.
Will you be my friend? Will you be my friend?
Please, I'm a great friend.
Will you be my... See, that's like...
Yeah, I see. Well, maybe the texters can decide.
Okay.
This is kind of an A or a B option. So I'm a very picky eater, and I've been doing better, especially my wife loves to go to a Mexican restaurant. She has Puerto Rican heritage. I know that's not the same, but they're similar.
Does she do
palettes.
To you what I do to you when you guys go out?
And make me try stuff?
Yes.
No. Only you do that. And you've been successful, right? I've been...
But then why don't you do it to yourself?
Eating some tomatoes? No, because I don't know.
You guys, we went to Jing the other day, and they have these, like, is it Kobe beef or something? It's like a slider, but it's on, like, the... Whatever that bun is, it's, like, uncooked sort of... It's, like, practically doughy, and then it's not two pieces of bread, but it's one that they fold around it, so it's almost like a burger taco, and they put like a slice of avocado and a tomato and stuff, and Tiak gets it and he's about to flick everything off of it, and I'm like, you will, young man, put one bite in your mouth unmolested.
It's a bao bun.
Bao bun,
there
you go.
That's the word, yeah. Yes, and you made me do it, and it was delicious, and it was even cooked.
Medium rare.
Yeah, yes. It was pretty red.
So I'm not saying that your wife has to play the antagonist role as I do. Like every time you go out, it's like, try one bite of guacamole. Try put something green in your head other than Mountain Dew, you heathen. But I'm just saying, or you should just challenge yourself. And maybe that's what you're about to say.
Yeah, I've been challenging myself more, especially when it comes to the Mexican restaurants, because I used to, there's always beans, there's tomatoes, there's just too many things.
Beans are incredible, dude.
They're things I at least think I don't like. And so they just come with a lot of, I got to substitute, I got to ask, and I'm trying to just avoid that. So
Oh my God, do you make your wife order for you in Spanish so that they don't? You're like...
If I'm making the substitutions, she does it for me.
Oh my God!
Because they give me much meaner looks.
Because you're a gringo!
Yeah, I know. Just through and through. But they're nicer to her when she does it. And then they say some words that I don't know, and I know she's throwing me under the bus. But it's fine, because they get the substitutions right.
When we get off the air, can I say some of the words and you tell me if I'm in the wheelhouse? Because yeah. I think I know exactly
Tonto,
the
and things like that. But but I have not been getting the burger, because that's what I used to get at the Mexican
Hold
restaurant.
Hold on, not a Mexican hamburger. You mean
no,
like,
just a cheeseburger.
Okay.
And fries, because fries at a Mexican restaurant are actually really good. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. Mm-hmm. No one ever gets them.
So your beautiful, olive-skinned, Puerto Rican wife walks your honky ass into a Mexican restaurant, and you have the huevos to order
Spanish
American food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't
You're
anymore.
You're not a child.
I don't anymore.
You know how they feel about you in the back. They're like, they're like, burger, and they're like, somebody actually ordered, because they put it on the menu for kids.
I know. The bun's always a little hard, because they don't sell it. No
right.
One, yeah, I get it. It's my fault. But I've been moving away from that. I've moved to the quesadillas. I've moved to
God,
the chimichangas.
It's still child menu stuff.
But I'm not on the burger anymore. So that's good. That's a step. I'm trying new things. But we're out to eat as a family. We're at a Mexican restaurant. I order the tacos, the asada tacos. No
Pollo
pico.
Asada?
No.
Or carne asada.
Carne asada.
Okay,
yeah.
So steak.
Yeah, steak. So still pretty plain, but it's at least a Mexican dish, right? It's not embarrassing to order.
Yeah, but I'm guaranteeing you're like, keep the onions off of it. I don't like cilantro. It tastes like soap.
Yes.
Oh my God, you're not eating a taco unless you let them.
No pico.
It's the combination. No pico. Why?
I don't know, because they're actually, they left the pico on, and it wasn't bad. So that's another step. But
by the way, I just want to go back to the people who are already angrily texting about me. I remember at one point we talked about you on the air, and the yahoos who text us had the huevos once again to text in and go, you don't understand. Tiak's not particular. He's a super taster.
Oh yeah,
they gave you this superpower for being a 12-year-old child.
Yeah, that was wrong. Anyone who texted that, that's incorrect.
Yeah, you're not a super taster, you're a child. Yeah,
super loser.
Okay, so what happened?
So we're out to eat, and I order the tacos. I'm off the hamburger game. It's been years since I've ordered the hamburger at a Mexican restaurant, so my wife's doing proud. And then we can overhear, there's a table on the other side of the restaurant, and we can hear them order, and the woman orders the grilled chicken salad.
Oof.
And my wife turns to me and says, I think that's worse than the cheeseburger. And so I feel vindicated. It's like, at least I'm not the worst. And I'm not even ordering the cheeseburger anymore.
Are you kidding me?
Is it worse? That's my question. Which is worse to order?
The hamburger.
Is worse? Why?
100%.
But the salad's just...
Do you know what the grilled cheese or the grilled chicken is? It's what they make fajitas out of.
Oh, so it has a little spice on it still?
No, I'm just saying, they're already grilling chicken back there. They're making a chicken burrito. Oh, she just wants it on top of the lettuce we were going to throw on top of the thing. For you, they have to form a patty, go find a Wonder Bun, slice a tomato in half instead of cubing it up for like pico. In my almost never humble opinion.
No, wait, I don't get the tomato on the burger. What are you, crazy?
The Slacker Show.
Alice
1059.
We're in a little argument about something in the studio, and we're going to need a little help on this. I'm not saying I don't return the cart. I do return the cart. I am a guy who returns the cart every single time. But my kids are grown. So,
yeah.
I'm just saying, there's a woman who's kind of gone viral on TikTok who says, it's hard enough to lug your groceries back to your car, get the groceries into your car, get your kids into your car, get them buckled in the car seat. And then she's like, I'm not going to leave my kids alone while I take the cart all the way back. So
all the way back to the corral that's right next to you?
Some of the store, it's not that close to you. Sometimes, like, there's times when I get Princess parking, like at King Supers or whatever, the nearest cart corral is halfway back in the parking lot. So I'd either have to go back into the store. That's not close.
Like, you got Princess parking right there.
You still have to cross the thing, and there's cars. You might get stuck there for a little while. You're going to leave your kids alone in a running car while you go, like...
Yeah.
What? Do you know what can
you
happen?
You go return the cart.
Yeah, I'm with her. You got to return the cart.
I return the cart. But I also understand a new mother saying, why, like... That's what the cart people are for. When I worked at a grocery store, I walked around. I was out there when I was on cart duty. I never went inside. I'd shove the carts inside and go back out and grab more. You're just constantly circling. And somebody, like when I walk into a store, if somebody's finishing putting their groceries in their car, I take their cart every single time.
I like that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, because I'm trying to help out the new moms.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're doing it.
And sometimes I'm like, can I take that for you? Can I...
You breastfeeding?
Oh my god, dude!
Well, no, I was being you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I feel so much better. Thanks for characterizing me in that way. But no one sees her point. I mean, she's going viral because people hate her. But
I see your point because I run into this when I take my kids out, just me. Like, we have our dad days, or I take them to Culver's or
this
whatever.
This is another one of those moments where you're trying to like get credit. It's like, sometimes I do things all by myself with the kids. Well,
no, but I'm not trying that at all. I'm just saying sometimes I'm out with them alone and it's tricky. Like, you finally get them set down, and then it's like Leo goes, I want some ketchup. And you go, well, that's way over there. So do I get Hazel out of the high chair? Do I get you, and do I bring you all over to the... ketchup to get ketchup and
straws
and napkins?
Do you have line of sight to the ketchup?
Mostly.
So you leave two young children all by themselves out of your sight in a fast food restaurant?
Yes, I do. Because what's the choice? Others, I'm getting them in and out of the high chair.
Well,
back
the first
and forth.
Choice is to get it on your way to the.
Already I'm carrying my drink. I've got the daughter. I've got the high chair. I have my son. Yeah. He's got his drink. He's got his napkins. Like, we already have a lot of stuff, and then inevitably something, or he wants a refill. Like, inevitably something comes up where you have to stand up from your table, and you don't realize how hard it is when you're just until you're by yourself with two kids.
So
you just leave them because they're fine.
I'm
with Aaron.
She watches murder mysteries. Isn't that how it starts? It's like I turn my head for 1 second and then boom, gone. Like, the kids are just gone. That happens. Like, you leave your kids in the car and somebody steals your car and the kids are in the car. Like,
no.
What? That actually happened.
Nothing has ever happened at a Culver's.
it is a little nerve-wracking though, because everyone, I feel the judgment. Like, people are looking at me like, wow, that guy's finally got his kids, and then he's just leaving them alone. And
they can tell you're a deadbeat dad, and you're looking for any excuse to get up and leave your kids alone.
No, I'm trusting Leo. I'm saying, Leo, I need to go grab some napkins or ketchup or whatever. I'm going to leave you here. Please watch your sister. Please stay seating. And it gives him a chance to be a little independent and to feel like he's taking care of his sister, and then I'm just right back.
Are you? Because you at Culver's is like,
Let me look at the menu again.
Exactly.
No. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I do declare this is one of TX's favorite days.
Yeah.
Would you like to do the honors?
Please, yes. It gets my goat. Oh, Goaty. Yeah, my favorite. He's so cute.
This is where we give you the radio station to complain. Normally, the radio station is ours to complain.
And we use it.
We pretty much constantly do nothing but complain.
Feels like it's yours, to be fair. You do them.
Thank you for noticing that. All right. You know what gets my goat is when T-Hack points out the obvious.
That wasn't bad.
Thank you.
There's one that just happened to me recently. And it's actually from the list here as well that we have. One of the things that gets my goat, I'm a Costco man. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be a Costco man. But I like to go by myself. And yes. If my family wants to go, what I like to do is go, well, what are you into? Oh, I want to go look at the clothes. Noah, why don't you go look at the clothes, son? Mia, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to go look for some of the pistachios and some of the nuts and health. Mia, why don't you run on over there? Take a look at them snacks. I'll be over in the booze section. Right?
Yeah.
That's how you Costco. No. But when you bring your whole effing family, and I'm talking grandmas, uncles, aunts, neighbors, friends.
Because only one family member has the membership, and so everyone has to go on the same day.
And then you walk abreast. You walk side by side, by side by side.
As if you're going down the yellow brick road.
Correct! And you're all just singing your happy little song. Well, the carts are big as crap at Costco, yeah. And I can't get around your fat ass family. Step aside, pick a department, but you don't get to clump up at Costco. Clumping at Costco is what gets my goat. But if you defend it, if you do not defend it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'll do it. Why? You like being in Costco, and now you got to just spend a little longer in Costco?
No,
why isn't it a good thing? Why are you in such a rush to get through it? Don't you like being there?
Because I love Costco, but I had my first ever anxiety attack there because it's just overstimulating. So to have like a massive group of people... I get it.
But I don't like clumping in general. It's worse at Costco. Mm. But like, let me give you another example. There's a person who, I don't want to name names, but he's a total a-hole and he hates bike riders on the street.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
This person uses his airtime on Alice 105.9.
Did he send us a picture of a bike rider?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Mm. Sure did. Mm. So...
He's beloved.
In honor of T-Hack hating bike riders on the road, I will occasionally get on one of Colorado's innumerable bike paths.
Oh, thank you.
And guess what happens? Clumping. Costco family. Let's go for a walk. Four wide on a bike path. It's the exact same thing. Spatial effing awareness. Costco, if your family is as wide as the aisle, you don't get to walk next to each other when you're walking out of King Supers. And like you're in where the cars drive. And you're all walking to your cars. Don't clump. I'm going to run you over.
But what if you walk into Costco and you go, son, what are you here for? And he goes, I'm just here to spend a Saturday with you, Pop.
Great. The two of you can stand behind the cart together. The cart is wide enough for two asses. Oh, mom and daughter want to come too? Then your two asses are behind or in front of the cart. You single file or you double wide. You don't spread out. I swear to God, I was at Costco and they were like six wide. And then they always like, let's stand in front of the rare liquors. Nobody's going to want to buy that and have a conversation about nothing. You're clumping in the exact area I need to be. So then I'm like looking around. I'm like,
Definitely don't clump in front of the expensive liquor.
No, that's where I need to be.
The people who are wanting, like they really want.
They really.
You're really in their way.
All right. Well, we ran out of time for anybody else's goats. If it grinds your goat,
grinds
whatever
my goat.
Gets your goat, we'd love to hear right now. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I have one where, like, when you have plans with someone and you have to accommodate their plans, so maybe you go a little bit earlier, and so it kind of inconveniences you, but you're going to do it anyways, and then they show up late. Like, how dare you?
Do they give you the excuse of like, it doesn't even matter what your excuse is.
Yeah.
If we
have changed plans to fit your timing better, you better show up on time.
I'm on your schedule now.
If not early.
You better be on your schedule.
Yeah.
What do you do? Because I just weed my garden like it's my job. I pretend they're a clumper. I'm just done with them.
Oh.
Really? Just picture them as a clumper and never talk to them again. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at.
What about people who are always late?
What?
Could you
Can
make
I just
an exception
ask why
for
you're
us?
Strawmanning everybody's goat today?
I feel like these are personal attacks.
They're on you?
Yeah.
Are you a clumper?
I go to the store with my entire family. It's what we like to do together.
Do you spread out?
I'm always late.
It's just the four of you.
Do you? If they spread out, I swear to God, I'll run you over with a cart. I don't even care.
I don't know.
I don't care if you're holding your little baby daughter. I will. Do you have one you'd like to share?
Wind chimes.
Well, we don't.
Wind chimes, get my goat. Who are you to tell me? How presumptive do you have to be to go, it's beautiful music for the neighborhood? No, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to hear it. It's spooky at night. It's annoying during the day. And you have no business doing that to our neighborhood.
I figured you would have liked them because they're music kind of.
No, they're eerie. They always sound eerie to me, especially at night. They're spooky.
I don't mean to bring this back around to Costco, but I have to. Middle of Costco, they had some wind chimes last time I was there. Aaron, I think you might have to have them because you got the musical ear thing going too. They're harmonically tuned. So like it's like being in a Buddhist temple. Like if you hit two at the same time, they go like, and they do this thing and you're like,
well, and I love the eerie sound, so that's even better.
Don't assume I want to be in a Buddhist temple. I will go to one if that's where I want to be. It doesn't need to be in your backyard.
But what if it doesn't, you don't even notice it. You just all of a sudden notice, oh my God, I'm so much more serene now because just that harmonic sound is just seeping into
your... I'm much more just annoyed at you playing. We don't have wind cowbells or like wind...
Okay.
Maracas.
So this is your big metaphor moment?
There's wind maracas.
Are there?
Yeah, they're like...
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be a little more in on that. Less eerie.
As my second side note on this, I went for a nature walk through a neighborhood with a beautiful woman.
Mm.
And we were kind of having the get to know you chat. And she was like, I got to know one thing. Wind chimes, yes or no? Answer fast.
Ooh.
And I was like, I had to size her up. And I was like, no. And she's like, good. We can keep going.
Wow. Okay. But you lied to her. So you're starting the relationship on lies.
Give her my number. What the heck? I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, it was Angie. You already have her number.
Wait. I'm relieved and offended.
All right. If something bothers you enough to complain about it on the air, we call it Gets Your Goat. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Costco clumpers is now Aaron's safe word. She just informed me off air.
Yep.
If you're a Costco clumper, you get all of our goats, or mostly me. Tiek wants to be able to clump up with his family.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable Saturday. We're all just taking in the deals. Why are you in such a rush
for? All I'm saying is, stop for 1 second and just flip your head around and look at the angry people standing behind you because they're there, man. And they
just shooting daggers in their eyes. Yeah.
They're just looking at your kids.
Well, that's everywhere I go. So.
Joke's on you. Yeah. Mike? Mike? Yeah, what gets your goat?
People that can't return their shopping cart.
I'm 100%. I'm going to tell you this. I'll take it back to the store.
Oh, yeah.
So committed. If the closest one is going back down the parking lot, I think that's unfair.
I do the same thing. I got to go towards the building. Yeah.
So,
and I will definitely leave it in a one. Hopefully there's one closer. But if there isn't, I walk it all the way in.
Why does Aaron have that look on her face?
I just think it's silly not to go to the corral, even if it's like in the opposite direction of the store.
If it's more than three spaces over... then you got to just go up. You don't go, hey, guy who's getting paid minimum wage to come out here in the hot sun and bring carts in. I'm going to put as many carts as I can at the end of the parking lot as I can.
Yeah, especially like way in the back. This field, it's like these have been here for years.
Yes.
I don't know who's.
Centuries, even. It's not even the name of the store anymore.
The wheels are square. They're so old.
So have you seen somebody that is one of my pet peeves also? Like, not only are you not returning it, but then you're making it even more difficult because they'll like rock it up on two wheels and put it up on a curb.
The worst. Yeah. Because then you're also blocking disabled as well.
Yes.
And that gets my goat.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay. So everyone's goat is gotten. Yes. Hey, by the way, how do you feel about clumpers, Mike?
I'm indifferent.
Oh, wrong answer.
Screw your stupid carts then.
It's a point for me.
Okay. Ryan.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Gets your goat. What gets yours?
When somebody says that you cannot like the Beatles and Elvis.
Oh, boy,
same.
That's me.
Yeah.
You can't like them the same.
You can't.
You like one more than the other. You just do.
Yeah, but I like them both a lot.
I know. It doesn't matter, but you like one more than the other. That's all I'm saying.
Just amount the same.
No, you cannot like them the same.
Oh, you can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Because it's like, hey, man, we're all going to die. Here comes a meteor. Let's listen to one last song. And you're like, I want to listen to both. No, you know there's one thing. You're going to go, I'm going to listen to Yesterday. I'm going to listen to, like, I'm going to listen to Stuck on You from Elvis. Like, you like one or the other.
I would do Hound Dog.
See?
One in, one last.
Dude, it's a real thing. And it's like, you're one or the other on a lot of different things. You can't be Friends and The Office. You don't like them the same.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Ryan?
I'm with you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Bye. You know you can't. Who did I just do this to the other day?
It was me, and it was Coke and Pepsi.
That's what it was. That's right. I couldn't remember. I'm like, but you got a gun. You're like, no, I like them both.
You had just moved on. I had to remind you again.
I was like, oh my God, I just had this argument with somebody.
Back in the doghouse.
Still, you never. Okay. Barb?
Yes.
Gets your goat. What gets your goat?
Well, I think the front car at a traffic light arrow has a responsibility to the people behind them.
Yes.
That, and they're invariably on their phone, miss the whole arrow, look up and run through after you honk, and you're sitting there for the whole light cycle.
Yep.
Drives me nuts.
You need to watch, if you're the front car, you need to watch F1, Drive to Survive, and treat it like the four red lights are on, and you're just waiting for that bad boy to go off.
So the rest of us behind, can we text? Well,
a little. The farther back you are, the more involved in something else you can be. But lead dog, you're the one setting the pace. Okay. So like, because I might be kind of.
Did you know that actually in like packs of wolves, it's the older wolves that are in the front because they're leading the pace, and then the younger ones are.
I don't care who's up there.
Around. It's the younger people that are on the phone.
Yes.
And I'm old and I'm behind them honk honk and then they go and leave me.
And then they're mad. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Because like you can be a little distracted in the second car because you're going to, your peripheral vision's going to see that car move.
Or you people think move, that they're moving and you run into them because I speak from experience.
Okay. You just shouldn't be allowed to drive. Thank you, Barb. Haley.
And tea. Hey, you know what? My mom made plans, just big ones. So she would make this cooler. We're all going to go to my friend's swimming pool. But you know what? Just realized it was Father's Day. So, well, you know, that's what they always do. They just forget we have other plans or maybe.
Oh, your friend, when your friends that like plan all this cool stuff on something that you're obligated to do that you don't want to do.
Yeah. I really want to.
I just sucker punched you into a divorce. I don't know if you know that.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story of a guy who got a DUI and he wasn't even driving.
Oh, impressive.
I don't know how you do it, but we'll find out.
I have a story of a wedding reception that really ended with a bang.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My stupid guy is in Indiana. He was actually the groom of a wedding, so congratulations.
Aww.
He got hitched, and then they were having the party towards the end. While the party was winding down, there was an argument that broke out, which is not good for the life of the marriage.
Yeah, it's never a great thing when people are fighting.
But a fight started. The groom somehow got involved, even worse for the life of the marriage. And the groom pulled a gun.
Oh, boy.
And there was a struggle over the gun. It ended up getting fired and went through one of the guests' hands.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he got shot at the wedding you went to. This is very dumb.
Sure this one isn't in Florida?
Yeah, it sounds like it. And don't make me say this.
What?
Was it a shotgun wedding?
Oh.
I tried to have you stop me.
I'm more upset that I didn't even think about it.
Aaron and I were planning on singing, shot through the hand!
And you're
to blame, darling!
You give love!
Weddings!
Oh, right.
Okay.
A bad name.
My story comes from... Pennsylvania. Hmm. We got a reckless driver reported. They were driving all over the road. They drove the white pickup off the street. Then when they tried to back onto the road, they crashed over some traffic cones and the sidewalk. Police were dispatched, and they eventually pulled the car over, and it was a 14-year-old boy. Apparently, the dude in the passenger seat was a driving instructor who'd been drinking all day. He was trying to teach the kid how to drive. Apparently, they don't arrest the kid who had crashed the car. They arrested the dude who was teaching the kid because he's supposed to be the responsible adult in the car. So he got a DUI while being a passenger.
Wow. Does the kid pass or fail then? Like, you were supposed to get us out of
there. I feel like...
Hit the gas, kid.
Yes. Let's go ahead and evade the police on our driving lesson. I think they're both going to... Oh, no. The dude was charged with... endangering the welfare of a child and whatnot, and public drunkenness. No stupid puns for my story, thank the sweet baby Jesus. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
We're in a little argument about something in the studio, and we're going to need a little help on this. I'm not saying I don't return the cart. I do return the cart. I am a guy who returns the cart every single time. But my kids are grown. So
yeah.
I'm just saying, there's a woman who's kind of gone viral on TikTok who says, it's hard enough to lug your groceries back to your car, get the groceries into your car, get your kids into your car, get them buckled in the car seat. And then she's like, I'm not going to leave my kids alone while I take the cart all the way back. So
all the way back to the corral that's right next to you?
Some of the store, it's not that close to you. Sometimes, like, there's times when I get Princess parking, like, at King Supers or whatever, the nearest cart corral is halfway back in the parking lot. So I'd either have to go back into the store. That's not close.
Like, you got Princess parking right there.
You still have to cross the thing, and there's cars. You might get stuck there for a little while. You're going to leave your kids alone in a running car while you go, like...
Yeah.
What? Do you know what can
you
happen?
You go return the cart.
Yeah, I'm with her. You got to return the cart.
The cart. But I also understand a new mother saying, "Why?" Like... That's what the cart people are for. When I worked at a grocery store, I walked around. I was out there when I was on cart duty. I never went inside. I'd shove the carts inside and go back out and grab more. You're just constantly circling. And somebody, like when I walk into a store, if somebody's finishing putting their groceries in their car, I take their cart every single time.
I like that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, because I'm trying to help out the new moms.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're doing it.
Sometimes I'm like, can I take that for you? Can I...
You breastfeeding?
Oh my god, dude!
No, I was being you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I feel so much better. Thanks for characterizing me in that way. But no one sees her point. I mean, she's going viral because people hate her. But
I see your point because I run into this when I take my kids out, just me. Like, we have our dad days, or I take them to Culver's or whatever.
This is another one of those moments where you're trying to like get credit. It's like, sometimes I do things all by myself with the kids. Wow.
No, but I'm not trying that at all. I'm just saying sometimes I'm out with them alone and it's tricky. Like, you finally get them set down, and then it's like Leo goes, I want some ketchup. And you go, well, that's way over there. So do I get Hazel out of the high chair? Do I get you? And do I bring you all over to the... ketchup to get ketchup and straws and napkins.
Do you have line of sight to the ketchup?
Mostly.
So you leave two young children all by themselves out of your sight in a fast food restaurant?
Yes, I do. Because I don't. What's the choice? Others, I'm getting them in and out of the high chair.
Well,
back
the first
and forth.
Choice is to get it on your way to the.
Already, I'm carrying my drink. I've got the daughter. I've got the high chair. I have my son. Yeah. He's got his drink. He's got his napkins. Like, we already have a lot of stuff, and then inevitably something, or he wants a refill. Like, inevitably something comes up where you have to stand up from your table, and you don't realize how hard it is when you're just until you're by yourself with two kids.
So
you just leave them because they're fine.
I'm just saying.
I'm with Aaron.
She watches murder mysteries. Isn't that how it starts? It's like I turn my head for 1 second and then boom, gone. Like the kids are just gone. That happens. Like you leave your kids in the car and somebody steals your car and the kids are in the car. Like,
no.
What? That actually happened. That
nothing
has
ever happened at a Culver's.
it is a little nerve wracking though because everyone, I feel the judgment. Like people are looking at me like, wow, that guy's finally got his kids and then he's just leaving them alone. And
they can tell you're a deadbeat dad and you just, you're looking for any excuse to get up and leave your kids alone.
No, I'm trusting Leo. I'm saying, Leo, I need to go grab some napkins or ketchup or whatever. I'm going to leave you here. Please watch your sister. Please stay seating. And it gives him a chance to be a little independent and to feel like he's taking care of his sister. And then I'm just right back.
Are you? Because you at Culver's is like,
Let me look at the menu again.
Exactly.
No. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I do declare this is one of TX's favorite days.
Yeah.
Would you like to do the honors?
Please, yes. It gets my goat. Goaty. Yeah, my favorite. He's so cute.
This is where we give you the radio station to complain. Normally, the radio station is ours to complain.
And we use it.
We pretty much constantly do nothing but complain.
Feels like it's yours, to be fair. You do them.
Thank you for noticing that. All right. You know what gets my goat is when TAC points out the obvious.
that wasn't bad.
Thank you.
There's one that just happened to me recently. And it's actually from the list here as well that we have. One of the things that gets my goat, I'm a Costco man. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be a Costco man. But I like to go by myself. And yes, if my family wants to go, what I like to do is go, well, what are you into? Oh, I want to go look at the clothes. Noah, why don't you go look at the clothes, son? Mia, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to go look for some of the pistachios and some of the nuts and health. Mia, why don't you run on over there? Take a look at them snacks. I'll be over in the booze section. Right?
Yeah.
That's how you Costco.
No.
But when you bring your whole effing family, and I'm talking grandmas, uncles, aunts, neighbors, friends.
Because only one family member has the membership, and so everyone has to go on the same day.
And then you walk abreast. You walk side by side, by side by side.
As if you're going down the yellow brick road.
Correct! And you're all just singing your happy little song. Well, the carts are big as crap at Costco, yeah, and I can't get around your fat ass family. Step aside, pick a department, but you don't get to clump up at Costco. Clumping at Costco is what gets my goat. But do not defend it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll do it. Why? You like being in Costco, and now you got to just spend a little longer in Costco?
No,
why isn't it a good thing? Why are you in such a rush to get through it? Don't you like being there?
Because I love Costco, but I had my first ever anxiety attack there because it's just overstimulating. So yeah, to have like a massive group of people. I get it.
But I don't like clumping in general. It's worse at Costco. Mm. But like, let me give you another example. There's a person who, I don't want to name names, but he's a total a-hole and he hates bike riders on the street.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. This person uses his airtime on Alice 105.9.
Did he send us a picture of a bike rider?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Mm. Sure did. Mm. So
he's beloved.
In honor of T-Hack hating bike riders on the road, I will occasionally get on one of Colorado's innumerable bike paths.
Oh, thank you.
And guess what happens? clumping. Costco family. Let's go for a walk. Four wide on a bike path. It's the exact same thing. Spatial effing awareness. Costco, if your family is as wide as the aisle, you don't get to walk next to each other. When you're walking out of King Supers and like you're in where the cars drive, you're all walking to your cars. Don't clump. I'm going to run you over.
But what if you walk into Costco and you go, son, what are you here for? And he goes, I'm just here to spend a Saturday with you, Pop.
Great. The two of you can stand behind the cart together. The cart is wide enough for two asses. Oh, mom and daughter want to come too? Then your two asses are behind or in front of the cart. You single file or you double wide. You don't spread out. I swear to God, I was at Costco and they were like six wide. And then they always like, oh, let's stand in front of the rare liquors. Nobody's going to want to buy that and have a conversation about nothing. You're clumping in the exact area I need to be. So then I'm like looking around. I'm like,
Definitely don't clump in front of the expensive liquor.
No, that's where I need to be.
The people who are wanting, like they really want
they
it.
They really.
You're really in their way.
All right. Well, we ran out of time for anybody else's goats. If it grinds your goat,
grinds
whatever
goat.
Gets your goat, we'd love to hear right now. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I have one where, like, when you have plans with someone and you have to accommodate their plans, so maybe you go a little bit earlier, and so it kind of inconveniences you, but you're going to do it anyways, and then they show up late. Like, how dare you?
Do they give you the excuse of like, it doesn't even matter what your excuse is.
Yeah.
If we
have changed plans to fit your timing better, you better show up on time.
I'm on your schedule
if
now.
Not early.
You better be on your schedule.
Yeah.
What do you do? Because I just weed my garden like it's my job. I pretend they're a clumper. I'm just done with them.
Oh.
Really? Just picture them as a clumper and never talk to them again. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at.
What about people who are always late?
What?
Could you
Can
make
I
an
just
exception
ask why you're
us?
Straw-manning everybody's goat today?
I feel like these are personal attacks.
Because they're on you?
Yeah.
Are you a clumper?
I go to the store with my entire family. It's what we like to do together.
Do you spread out?
I'm always late.
It's just the four of you.
Do you? If they spread out, I swear to God, I'll run you over with a cart. I don't even care.
I don't know.
I don't care if you're holding your little baby daughter. I will. Do you have one you'd like to share?
Wind chimes.
Well, we don't.
Wind chimes, get my goat. Who are you to tell me? How presumptive do you have to be to go, it's beautiful music for the neighborhood? No, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to hear it. It's spooky at night. It's annoying during the day. And you have no business doing that to our neighborhood.
I figured you would have liked them because they're music kind of.
No, they're eerie. They always sound eerie to me, especially at night. They're spooky.
I don't mean to bring this back around to Costco, but I have to. Middle of Costco, they had some wind chimes last time I was there. Aaron, I think you might have to have them because you got the musical ear thing going too. They're harmonically tuned. So like it's like being in a Buddhist temple. Like if you hit two at the same time, they go like, and they do this thing and you're like,
well, and I love the eerie sound, so that's even better.
Don't assume I want to be in a Buddhist temple. I will go to one if that's where I want to be. It doesn't need to be in your backyard.
But what if it doesn't, you don't even notice it. You just all of a sudden notice, oh my God, I'm so much more serene now because just that harmonic sound is just seeping
into your... I'm much more just annoyed at you playing. We don't have wind cowbells or like wind...
Okay.
Maracas.
So this is your big metaphor
moment?
There's
wind maracas.
Are there?
Yeah, they're like...
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be a little more in on that. Less eerie.
As my second side note on this, I went for a nature walk through a neighborhood with a beautiful woman.
Mm.
And we were kind of having the get to know ya chat. Okay. And she was like, I got to know one thing. Wind chimes, yes or no? Answer fast.
Ooh.
And I was like, I had to size her up. And I was like, no. And she's like, good. We can keep going.
Wow. Okay. But you lied to her. So you're starting the relationship on lies.
Give her my number. What the heck? I mean, what are we doing here?
It was Angie. You already have her number.
Wait. I'm relieved and offended.
All right. If something bothers you enough to complain about it on the air, we call it Gets Your Goat. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Costco Clumpers is now Aaron's safe word. She just informed me off air.
Yep.
If you're a Costco Clumper, you get all of our goats, or mostly me. Tiek wants to be able to clump up with his family.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable Saturday. We're all just taking in the deals. Why are you in such a rush?
All I'm saying is, stop for 1 second and just flip your head around and look at the angry people standing behind you, because they're there, man. And they
just shooting daggers in their eyes. Yeah.
They're just looking at your kids.
Well, that's everywhere I go. So.
Joke's on you. Yeah. Mike? Mike?
Yay.
What gets your goat?
People that can't return their shopping cart.
I'm 100%. I'm going to tell you this. I'll take it back to the store.
Oh, yeah.
So committed. If the closest one is going back down the parking lot, I think that's unfair.
I do the same thing. I got to go towards the building. Yeah. So, and I will definitely leave it in a one. Hopefully there's one closer. But if there isn't, I walk it all the way in.
Why does Aaron have that look on her face?
I just think it's silly not to go to the corral, even if it's like in the opposite direction of the store.
If it's more than three spaces over, then you got to just go up. You don't go, hey, guy who's getting paid minimum wage to come out here in the hot sun and bring carts in. I'm going to put as many carts as I can at the end of the parking lot as I can.
Yeah, especially like way in the back. It's like these have been here for years. Yes. I don't know who's
centuries even. It's not even the name of the store anymore.
The wheels are square. They're so old.
So have you seen somebody that is one of my pet peeves also? Like, not only are you not returning it, but then you're making it even more difficult because they'll like rock it up on two wheels and put it up on a curb.
The worst. Yeah. Because then you're also blocking. You're blocking disabled as well.
Yes.
And that gets my goat.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay. So everyone's goat is gotten. Yes. Hey, by the way, how do you feel about clumpers, Mike?
I'm indifferent.
Oh, wrong answer.
Screw your stupid carts then.
It's a point for me.
Okay. Ryan.
Yay, guys.
Yay. Gets your goat. What gets yours?
When somebody says that you cannot like the Beatles and Elvis.
Oh, boy, that's me.
Yeah.
You can't like them the same.
You can't.
You like one more than the other. You just do.
Yeah, but I like them both a lot.
I know. It doesn't matter, but you like one more than the other. That's all I'm saying.
It's about the same.
No, you cannot like them the same.
Oh, you can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Because it's like, hey, man, we're all going to die. Here comes a meteor. Let's listen to one last song. And you're like, I want to listen to both. No, you know there's one thing. You're going to go, I'm going to listen to Yesterday. I'm going to listen to Stuck on You from Elvis. Like, you like one or the other.
I would do Hound Dog.
See?
One in, one last.
Dude, it's a real thing. And it's like, you're one or the other on a lot of different things. You can't be Friends and The Office. You don't like them the same.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Ryan?
I'm with you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Bye. You know you can't. Who did I just do this to the other day?
It was me, and it was Coke and Pepsi.
That's what it was. That's right. I couldn't remember. I'm like, but you got a gun. You're like, no, I like them both.
You had just moved on. Now I had to remind you again.
I was like, oh my God, I just had this argument with somebody.
Back in the doghouse.
Still, you never. Okay. Barb?
Yes.
Gets your goat. What gets your goat?
Well, I think the front car at a traffic light arrow has a responsibility to the people behind them.
Yes.
And they're invariably on their phone, miss the whole arrow, look up and run through after you hop, and you're sitting there for the whole light cycle.
Yep.
Drives me nuts.
You need to watch, if you're the front car, you need to watch F1, Drive to Survive, and treat it like the four red lights are on, and you're just waiting for that bad boy to go off.
So the rest of us behind, can we text? Well,
a little. The farther back you are, the more involved in something else you can be. But lead dog, you're the one setting the pace. Okay. So like, because I might be kind of...
Did you know that actually in like packs of wolves, it's the older wolves that are in the front because they're leading the pace, and then the younger ones are...
I don't care who's up there.
Around. It's the younger people that are on the phone.
Yes.
And I'm old and I'm behind them, honk, honk, and then they go and leave me.
And then they're mad. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Because, like, you can be a little distracted in the second car because you're going to, your peripheral vision's going to see that car move.
Or you people think move, that they're moving and you run into them because I speak from experience.
Okay, you just shouldn't be allowed to drive. Thank you, Barb. Haley.
Yay.
Yay.
And T. Hey, you know what? My mom made plans, just big ones. So she would make this cooler. We're all going to go to my friend's swimming pool. But you know what? Just realized it was Father's Day. So, well, you know, that's what they always do. They just forget we have other plans or maybe...
Oh, your friend, when your friends that like plan all this cool stuff on something that you're obligated to do that you don't want to do.
Yeah. I really want to.
I just sucker punched you into a divorce. I don't know if you know that.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story of a guy who got a DUI and he wasn't even driving.
Ooh, impressive.
I don't know how you do it, but we'll find out.
I have a story of a wedding reception that really ended with a bang.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My stupid guy is in Indiana. He was actually the groom of a wedding, so congratulations.
Aww.
He got hitched, and then they were having the party towards the end. While the party was winding down, there was an argument that broke out, which is not good for the life of the marriage.
Yeah, it's never a great thing when people are fighting.
But a fight started. The groom somehow got involved, even worse for the life of the marriage, and the groom pulled a gun.
Oh, boy.
And there was a struggle over the gun. It ended up getting fired and went through one of the guests' hands.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, he got shot at the wedding you went to. This is very dumb.
Sure this one isn't in Florida?
Yeah, it sounds like it. And don't make me say this.
What?
Was it a shotgun wedding?
Oh.
I tried to have you stop me.
I'm more upset that I didn't even think about it.
Aaron and I were planning on singing, shot through the hand!
And you're too blamed,
darling!
You give love!
Weddings!
Oh, right.
Okay.
A bad name.
My story comes from Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
We got a reckless driver reported. They were driving all over the road. They drove a white pickup off the street. Then when they tried to back onto the road, they crashed over some traffic cones and the sidewalk. Police were dispatched, and they eventually pulled the car over, and it was a 14-year-old boy. Apparently, the dude in the passenger seat was a driving instructor who'd been drinking all day. He was trying to teach the kid how to drive. Apparently, they don't arrest the kid who had crashed the car. They arrested the dude who was teaching the kid because he's supposed to be the responsible adult in the car. So he got a DUI while being a passenger.
Wow. Does the kid pass or fail then? It's like, you were supposed to get us out of there.
I feel like...
Hit the gas, kid.
Yes. Let's go ahead and evade the police on our driving lesson. I think they're both going to... Oh, no. The dude was charged with... endangering the welfare of a child and whatnot, and public drunkenness. No stupid puns for my story, thank the sweet baby Jesus. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.